Representative Byron Donalds pushes D.C. Crimes Act. We've been plagued by an epidemic of violence. By Hannah Knudsen on August 12, 2025. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, has reintroduced legislation aimed to address rising crime in Washington, D.C. via the D.C. criminal reform to immediately make everyone safer. D.C. Crimes Act, coinciding with President Donald Trump's call to address crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. The bill addresses the soft-on-crime policies that has led to rampant crime in D.C. Per press release from Donald's office. Specifically, this bill addresses juvenile crime by lowering D.C.'s definition of a youth from 24 years old to under 18, resulting in individuals 18 and older properly treated and tried as adults. The bill also removes judicial discretion that allows youth offenders to be sentenced below the mandatory minimum for a crime and prohibits the D.C. Council from enacting any additional changes to D.C.'s mandatory minimum sentences and sentencing guidelines. Donalds, who is running to be the next governor of Florida, said in a statement that the nation's capital has been plagued by an epidemic of violence due to the soft-on-crime policies of far-left, local leaders. Weak leadership by anti-cop radicals gives rise to chaos, and the reign of terror unleashed on innocent residents and visitors of our nation's capital must end now, he said, explaining that Congress has a constitutional responsibility to oversee the District of Columbia. And it's imperative that we act quickly to assert our control when local government fails to do its job. The American people deserve better, and I will not stand idly by while our capital city devolves into chaos. My D.C. Crimes Act will restore law and order to the district, he added. On Monday, President Donald Trump held a press conference on rising crime in D.C., declaring the current situation a public safety emergency. This is an emergency. This is a tragic emergency, and it's embarrassing for me to be up here. You know, I'm going to see Putin. I'm going to Russia on Friday. I don't like being up here talking about how unsafe and how dirty and disgusting this once beautiful capital was with graffiti all over the walls, Trump said, adding that the capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore, Trump said, announcing that he is invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard. Watch the presser below.